Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Blitz, let me know when we got sound and we got speed.
Speed.
Wish we had some speed. Welcome to the very exclusive Bubba the Love Sponge Show podcast. This is the second one of the week. We got to stop doing this.
Oh. It's your idea.
Too much for you?
By the way, Matt Hoxie and George Zimmerman, I completely fucked over. So let me make sure tomorrow's show, write it down, big letters, in the stupid font that you produce.
Thank you.
Matt Hoxie and George Zimmerman, you know, big time.
Fucking wingdings.
Wingdingers. Did you get any questions?
By the way,
we're gonna. This isn't going to be the longest of podcasts because Lemmy wants to make sure that he has his little sports show by 11:30. So, Lemmy, and please don't get all freaked out, but I have no problem with that, buddy.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah,
it was part Lemmy, part me.
Yeah. Yeah, so 11:30 it is. Let me, if not sooner, buddy.
Oh, okay, perfect. Thank
buddy,
you.
Buddy, buddy, buddy,
buddy. Buddy, buddy.
I just learned, which maybe Bruce Midori or Big Woody, or I don't have a publicist anymore. That's probably half of my fucking problem because they, I don't know that Tampa Bay media would cover me. I think I'm kind of persona non grata, whatever. How's it called? How do you say
persona
that?
Persona non grata.
Yeah, like I think I'm blackballed. Even when I do good shit, they don't even cover it. But nonetheless, I should. September of 92 is when I started Tampa Radio. And so I just found, by the way, I'm getting all miscombobulated and
teary eyed.
And no, Jack Harris.
That's why I teary-eyed about him.
Yeah, Cracker Jack.
Cracker Jack Harris, the longest tenured radio host in Tampa, got fired about 30 minutes ago. And that might make me now the longest tenured radio host in Tampa right now. Let me see, 2023 minus 1992. That puts me at 31 years. But I did have what? How many years off?
Two, right? Yeah, two. 06, 07?
No.
05, 06?
No. I had 5, 6, and 7. 3.
Because you came back in 8?
Because I came back in 8. So I've been on the air 28 years in Tampa. And I'm trying to think, Lemmy, you're not the radio historian that Blitz and I are, but nonetheless, you know a lot. I don't know of anybody else that's been in. I mean, I might be.
Anyone on Power 96 been there for a while?
Black Power 96?
Yeah.
I'm getting texts now from the Jack.
Jack Harris is LinkedIn says he's been on Clear Channel for 52 years, 7 months.
Is that how long he's been on?
I mean, that's what it says. It says he started Clear Channel September of 1970.
Yeah, it says celebrates 50th anniversary in 2020.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to celebrate my 30th anniversary. Realistically, it would. I mean, do you take those 2 years out of service off your tab, Blitz, if you're calculating it, or is it when you first started and you're still here? Because technically, you'd be 31.
You would add that all together, but if someone if someone's challenged you on it, I guess technically that you could take that off.
Yeah, I've been in the Tampa Bay area on the radio for 31 years. Mm-hmm. I took 2.5 years off. In between my 98 Rock and Sirius gigs. So technically.
Right.
MJ started in 94.
And he took time off as well.
I think 7 years. Let me ask Alexa. Hey, Alexa, when did MJ get fired from 93.3 WFLZ?
From EssentiallySports.com. The final nail in the coffin on MJ's playing career came in 2003.
Yeah.
No, not Michael.
He wasn't getting three-pointers, I guess. But you got to think, though, he had the schnitz show for a long time, so, and that was in Tampa.
Was that still heard in Tampa? When?
Yeah, it was on 970.
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
And then they moved it for a little bit off 970, but it still was on.
Yes.
He might.
1010, I think, or something.
He might be there with me then, because he started in 94, and I started in 92. So it's him or me, or me. It's mm-hmm. probably him.
It'd be close.
Yeah, fuck him. And Tampa Bay Radio is fucking absolutely, absolutely for this market to have been as prestigious of a mark as a radio. I mean, arguably one of the best radio markets in the country at one time. I mean, even though it's a smaller market, market 17, 18, 19, but matters, you know, but what by what where you're looking at. But I mean, New York rips, I mean, Kiss FM, New York Z100. I mean, nothing.
Scott Shannon.
I mean, yeah, Scott Shannon started in Tampa. Tampa radio, if you're like, and I have done radio outside of Tampa. You know, I've done radio in a lot of other cities, including Chicago and Philadelphia, two large markets. And Tampa radio was always regarded as a real good radio market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jay Marvin, Lionel, Bob Lasseter, Jack Harris, just, you know, the Power Pig, 95 YNF, 98 Rock.
Captain Mel Berman.
Captain Mel Berman. It was, you know, it just was a legendary radio market.
Yeah.
Al Gardner.
Yep.
Just a really good radio market, and it's just, now it's really shitty. I mean, what do you got? Orlando and fucking Mike Calta?
Scotty the Body.
Who?
He's the radio guy on 101.5.
Scotty the Body. Scotty the Body.
Yep. Yeah.
And what is he, mornings?
Mornings. With St. Pete Sam.
Scotty the Body and St. Pete Sam.
Yeah, I think he uses the slogan, take me home before the pancakes get cold.
Now, and is Scotty the Body and Pancake Sam, are they allowed to even talk?
Oh, yeah, they talk a little bit.
Yeah. About all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, like War of the Roses, uh-huh. All kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm.
All that
Lady
shit.
Lady Gaga's new album.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They need to know what all the monsters are doing, what the Gogs is doing.
They started a new podcast mm-hmm. under the influencer. They got on a TV show that I've been banned from because I said some stuff about a person with epilepsy, but I don't have any hard feelings towards anyone.
They got on a TV show
that I've been banned from.
What TV show is that?
Oh, you'll clown it. You'll think it's dumb. But it was this daytime TV show, Channel 8. Thing yeah. that Roundtable.
That's what it was called.
Is it even around? Is it, they still do it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. And I've been trying to get back on. Not anymore, but periodically I'll like check in to see if it's cool if I come back on. And they're like, nope, still nope. Because of the 2019 hurricane epilepsy indiscretion.
Right. Well, you take your blackballness and fucking get.
I'm not saying it's comparable to what you've been through. I'm just saying
I'm annoyed. I'm not trying to compromise. I'm saying I feel you, sister girl. Like I'm fucking blackballed with we're arm in armed. Blackballed Willie.
Yep.
And what did we really fucking do?
We just made a comment about a person with epilepsy.
Well, I did a lot of shit. Let Hogan fuck my wife.
Oh, sorry. Can't relate.
Got into a ratings gimmick. Here's what I don't understand, though, Pat. Here's what I cannot fucking understand. Hold on. What did you send to me?
I sent you Scotty the Body's Instagram. I thought you might want to see what this good-looking guy looks like.
Yes, I do.
He was at the USF basketball game a couple months ago shooting.
He won the award that I started.
He won it twice.
Hello?
He won it twice, and yeah. I started
nope.
it.
I finished second behind Scotty the Body twice.
Hello?
I've never been nominated.
Hey, Bubba. Wyatt, Charleston, how you doing, sir?
Hey, buddy.
Now, where is the after show at? I've checked Rumble and
Well, right now, podcast. today, no, you're not. It'll be up by noon on the podcast. We're actually doing it right now. We're doing the show right now, and you're actually on it, nonetheless. So today at noon, we'll we'll upload it, or it'll be available for you to download. Are you familiar with the podcast world, buddy?
I am. I downloaded Spotify.
Good. Yeah, we're on there. Just type in the Bubba Army, and the new one will be up today at noon.
10-4, I got you.
10-4, Ghost Roder. All right, buddy.
Nice.
Roger.
Roger that. Is this Scotty the Body?
It's Scotty the Body.
Now,
right there.
He's actually a really nice guy.
Where did this guy start his radio career?
He was, when I was there, he was doing promo.
Yeah, was he afternoons in Philly, or was he mornings in
Retinos?
All right, over to the filthy ginger with a Pomeranian on top of his head. Hello.
Scotty, he did USF radio for 4 years, and then he started in promo, but someone took a liking to him, and he was like the schlep boy producer for Miguel and Holly for a lot of years.
Mm. Looks like a dark match Ryan Seacrest.
So when they left to save a lot of money, he became the new morning guy by default.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's this little freak right here?
No idea. Mm. Just
some hoe from McDenton's. I mean, you'll see 200 of those at an average gig over there. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, like, radio...
But he's not doing the radio we're doing. You know what I mean?
Nobody is.
And can I be honest? He does a really good job for what he's supposed to do. He's goofy.
He's the blueprint of exactly what you'd want some hack-ass promo guy to be. Like everyone.
Jesus, Rhett.
All of them. With all due respect to Scotty, he's doing great.
You thought of, when this is ready,
but when I worked there, everyone told me I needed to be more like him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Oh.
Rhett was doing hack-ass promo.
Hold on.
Oh, I was at that game.
This is a load of BS. So Sam was just telling us there's this new AI technology that could reverse search and find any photo of you that has ever existed on the internet.
Yeah, it's the best, most refined reverse Google image search they have come up with yet. And Scotty, look at all the pictures it found of you.
I searched me. This is bulk. This does not look like me. That's all me. Who the bleep is that guy?
Zoinksville!
It does.
Zoinksville!
But that's what they're doing, Zoinksville stuff. So it's like not... I'm not going to clown because that's their job.
He's a good freak of the show. I was at this game.
You saw him there?
Oh, that's fun. Real. I think I'm in the video.
It was at this moment that he knew. He f***ed up.
Oh, no. Did he trip or something?
Oh, no. He's a good shooter.
Oh, no. Oh, no! Oh, no. Oh...
Okay. This guy's the worst.
Nice.
He doesn't even have enough
money. Put it in. Come on, you wing it.
Come on. Oh.
Not good.
Ashley was heckling him from right behind Rocky there.
There is literally no such thing as dreaming too big. I was just on the phone with my dad talking about how I'm trying to raise $25,000 for Metropolitan Ministries. And he said something that a lot of people thought when I first made this announcement.
Shut up, son.
$25,000. That's a lot of money.
He does motivational stuff.
Shut up, Anna.
I feel.
No, you need to fucking shut up. You need to shut up because you cannot honestly judge this guy the way we can, because you have some sort of connection to him via your friends over there at Cox. You're going to have to admit that you just can't bring it on him like you do everybody else, because you have strong ties. And I'm not faulting you for it, but you know,
I don't have strong ties to him at all.
I have strong ties to that building still. He's a fucking
level
hack.
But that's what he's supposed to be, a hack. That's what he's doing.
That's what they want.
I understand.
That's his job. If he was on this studio, I understand
that he's supposed to be a hack. But that's the sad state of radio. Let's hack it the fuck out.
But it's like a top 40 deal. They've never not been hacked.
I did top 40 radio, and I did top the Power Pit when I was on the Power Pit.
Yeah, that's top 40.
And the morning show when you were there was hack as shit.
You're right.
but you were nighttime crazy guy. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, radio is no longer like here's what's insulting to people like me and others, and the fact that people that have gone on and did radio in the minor leagues and made it and did it and had coaches and didn't get a job because I was an intern. Yeah. I got a job because I came from a market and they came and got me. It's mind blowing that a guy's first fucking radio job can be mornings in Tampa. That's right. Your first job. Whereas radio used to be, you started in Terre Haute, you went to Grand Rapids, you went to San Antonio, you got a good break and went to Chicago, you went to Milwaukee, you went to Orlando, you went to Milwaukee, you went to Tampa, you went to Chicago again. You were a journeyman, much like the double and triple A's, Lummy, like the ball players.
Of course,
have
yeah.
to build your
stats,
trade
yeah.
and your cred and your style. And you just got to build your personality.
He really did get on in kind of like a default Willie, though.
Well, he did do middays after McGowan Holly.
Yeah, and he was on with them. They took a liking to him.
This isn't just him. It's all of radio.
Yeah.
People that have not paid their dues and really don't know the philosophy of good radio.
Well, that's how that entire building worked over there. Like, the better you were at fitting into the mold they wanted you to be, the more you were going to advance. Like, I watched it happen. There was a promo guy that came in same time I did who had a full-time sales position in less than 6 months just because he was so good at kissing ass.
Can you tell us who it was, or?
So good at what? Kissing Mike Olivera's ass?
Mike Olivera, Lawless. I mean, anybody and everybody he needed to talk to. Yeah. He had a corporate position at Public, so he knew how to play the game.
They all just better fucking hope that by some grace of God, I don't get a break and come back to Tampa Radio. Because the radio show that we put together every day, and our ancillary shows, and our digital support, and our streaming support, and the microcosm of a little bubble that we live in, will destroy everybody in this fucking town. There's nobody that can hold a candle to us. Now imagine if we were actually getting good guests because we had a better, juggernaut of an FM signal in Tampa, so that comedians and other people that were coming to Tampa would do our show because we were, number one with my ability and my staff, and my facility.
Yeah,
it's over. And that's what's disheartening is literally, and I'm not trying to be Johnny Blow Smoke up my ass, but I mean, I am literally, arguably, and Rhett, you can agree or disagree. You're kind of the guy that probably would be most likely to be honest and not tell me what I want to hear, but I am the greatest of all time radio personality in this market. If you take my time with Howard and you take how globally syndicated I've been and what I'm doing now, new areas that I'm exploring and doing well now, we collectively, not me, it's my show, but I say me, but I mean we, collectively, I am the greatest of all time in Tampa radio. And if the greatest of all time is ready to go and the show that he's producing is FCC an issue or it's compliant, why would you? It's like if you have Tom Brady ready to go and you just won't put him in because you're mad at him or he's got a rap or he did something wrong. But I mean, would you not agree? Is there anybody that's more of a goat than me in this market?
No.
No fucking way.
Yeah, not even close.
I think the guys who are comparable, Jack Harris, Mason Dixon, they've proven that outside of FM radio, they really aren't going to be that well known.
No.
Like you've been getting after it for a lot of years.
Well, and now globally, we've even made our thumbprint even more impressive than just when I was on Sirius XM. That was all obviously very sexy. But we've even, we're now, I mean, our digital numbers are not, there's no other radio personality or radio station for that matter that has our YouTube numbers in Tampa.
No, not even close.
Not even close. Not even, Mike Calta has 4,000 subscribers.
Right.
Orlando has maybe 3,000.
So.
And they scoff at that. And they make fun of us at that, but they don't realize, and Blitz and I were talking about it off air today, that they're on a very much diminishing, disappearing platform.
Right. So that's why I'm like, and here's the thing. I understand that it's really not about getting back on radio to get back on FM radio. It's about your personal grievances and it not ending on your terms and, you know, you wanting to kind of fight back for that spot so it does end on your terms. But I feel like the battlefield has changed. That's no longer the place that we need to be fighting to get on. We're doing what we know works, which is the digital space, diversifying on, you know, places like Rumble, Twitch or not Twitch or Instagram, YouTube, that sort of thing. That's really going to get us a much larger global footprint than some fucking Tampa market.
Right. No, it's completely personal. It's 100% personal. It's a personal vendetta that I have against Tampa Bay radio.
Right. So it's like, and I hate to say, like, you know, who cares? Because I'm not saying you're petty, but I understand when things don't end on your terms, how frustrating that can be. But, you know, on the other hand, like, say, fine, fuck you. Go ahead and be king of Tampa. We're going to be, you know, king of radio globally.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I understand. But just, you also know the fuckery behind it, too. It just wasn't, you
got to
fight. There's a lot of fuckery behind it. So I will always fight that battle. And to me, it just absolutely blows my mind the how blackballed I am in Tampa media. It just blows my mind, and a lot of it's been conceived through misinformation.
Sure,
I mean some of it's been accurate information, but a lot of it, I mean, hell, Anna, just and you and Rhett most recently came from the same place.
Yeah,
you guys, of all people, would probably be the biggest expert of how unfairly I am identified or judged.
I tell you every time that the first thing that was said to me, it wasn't even my first day, it was my orientation at Cox, was that I was not supposed to say anything regarding you, your name, what was going on in the media. At that point, I wasn't paying attention to it at all, really. But
like,
I was like, whatever, dude, I don't care. Okay.
But
I remembered that, and it always was funny because, you know, years later, here I am, so.
Right. And so they made me out over there to be practically a fucking child toucher, right?
I mean that was never thrown out there.
No,
but
no, I'm talking about how bad of a person am I perceived over there?
So bad that I was written up twice for allegedly talking about you.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh yeah, I told you that story too. Mike Olivero wrote me up, quote unquote, twice and gave me a final warning because I sent a tweet to Seth Cush on Twitter his first day on the air with you. And I literally got a text message from Mike that was, you know, I have concerns with your future here, you know, all of this stuff. And
meanwhile,
it was a big deal.
Meanwhile, again, I know I've referred back to this many a times. Meanwhile, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I fucking paid him $25,000 a year for 3 years and got him his job at Cox.
I saw him a ton when I was there back in the day.
What's that?
I saw him a ton when you were paying him at the studio.
Yeah. No. He would literally, you know.
By the way, you didn't pay him $25,000 a year to, like, work. You paid him on top of what he was getting paid.
Cox.
So that it would make sense to him.
Right. Cox didn't have enough money. He was making, like, 66 at Clear Channel, and Cox offered him 46. And I said, I'll fill in the difference of I'll pay you $2,000 a month so that you come to Cox because I want you to be my promo guy. If I'm going to do mornings over here, I want you to be my promo guy. Because, listen, Mike Olivera is the best. He's the most well-connected promotional guy I've ever worked for.
Because originally, just you saying you pay him $25,000 a year, I'm sure people are like, that's not good pay. But that's in addition to his salary.
That was because you know, Cox, first of all, Clear Channel told him that he was fired.
Mm-hmm.
And Cox didn't know that, and so he kind of used that to his advantage to try to position himself with Cox. And I put the deal. Hello,
Bubba.
Yeah,
this is Kenny. Look, I got some shows for you guys to watch. Lummy's got a pen.
Yeah.
Yes, Kenny.
All right. There's a documentary. Anna would like this one. Never Again Is Now Global. Right. And then there's the HBO documentary.
Hold on. Never again.
I mean, can you tell us like a 3-cent synopsis?
Never again is global. Where is that
never,
first?
Now never again is now global.
Where is that at?
It's a 5-part. It's just you just type it in and the series will come up.
No, motherfucker. Where, but
it's on YouTube is what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could just put it's a five. It's about
the name of the channel out. Is Never Again is Now Global.
Okay. Thank you, bud. All
right, right. It's a 5-part doc. And then on HBO
about
what's that, Anna?
What's it about?
Just
briefly tell us what it's about.
It's about these women that were in the Nazi camp and the similarities between COVID regulations and how they're regulated.
Okay, all right, thank you. Got it.
Perfect.
And then there's another doc on HBO, May Maxima Culpa, Silence in the House of God. It's about priests molesting deaf kids.
Deaf?
It's pretty good. Deaf, yeah.
Okay.
Maine,
back in like the 60s.
Hmm. Interesting and flex. Then,
May Maxima Culpa.
Culpa.
M-E-A-M-A-X-I-M-A-C-U-L-P-A.
Right, and then what? And then what else,
Silence
buddy?
In the House of God. They got one on Netflix. Drew Garabo was into this one, so. But anyway, it's good. Kingdom. It's about a family that owns an MMA gym, and they're all fucked up.
Hmm.
I mean, I've heard of Kingdom.
Anna might like that one.
Yeah.
So it's a family that shows you that shows you the trials and tribulations and the ins and outs of owning an MMA gym.
Well, it's a series, but it's good. But they're all doing cocaine, smoking weed, and fighting.
Yeah.
I was like on a weekend. It sounds like a great weekend for what?
On a weekend. And then there's a podcast on YouTube, Soft White Underbelly.
I hate that guy. Fuck that guy. Yeah, Mark Leda or something.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
You know why? You know why? Because I wasted 33 minutes of my time watching a fucking interview with
this. Oh, this is his fake-ass shit?
With the 14-year-old prostitute, and then the next episode was like how she just lied about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
tell him, Anna, what you think about that.
Fuck that guy! Yeah. Why did he even publish that?
Fake-ass
shit. No, I will not calm down. A menstrual and a man.
I'm fucked. Shark Week or something.
I'm chumming the waters, buddy. I'm not happy about it.
There's another one on Showtime.
Man, you got a life, motherfucker? You just watch shit all day. Jesus Christ.
No, man. I drive a tanker truck over the road.
Oh, good. So you're watching while you're driving.
Yeah, great. You got 10,000 gallons of highly volatile fucking fuel that could fucking completely put a school bus up like a fucking Kiss concert.
On Netflix.
This guy's watching.
I've been putting this fucking list together for a while.
All right, then what else? What else, buddy?
Showtime, Your Honor.
Your Honor.
Okay.
That's the guy that was on Breaking Bad, Bryan Cranston.
Okay. Right. A judge?
Brief synopsis.
He's a judge and his son kills a mafioso's kid.
Oh, okay.
And, he covers
hilarity
it up
ensues.
And,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And, anything else?
Yeah. The problem with the all this I know. I'm talking.
When Bubba says anything else, he doesn't really mean it.
No, I mean like a couple. Give me a couple more, kid.
The problem with these kids is the teachers in school. They're all a bunch of freaks now.
Okay,
that's the whole.
I'm not familiar with that documentary.
It's not a documentary.
Oh,
he's making statements though.
Just a hot take.
It's a hot take.
All right, buddy. Keep it between the lines. Okay, buddy. See you later.
See you
later.
Jesus,
motherfucker. I know. So anyway, Jack Harris got let go today in Tampa radio, and it just kind of just really shows you the state of Tampa radio. And not listen, Jack's 81. He needed to go years ago.
Yeah. Look, they gave him a fucking, what was it, a 1-hour slot in the morning?
5 to 7.
Okay. It was basically, hey, Jack, we don't want to fire you, but, you know, you
need to retire.
Hinge, nudge. It's time to fucking wrap it up. Take this opportunity to say goodbye for a few weeks and scram.
And he said, doo, doo, doo.
Exactly.
Doo, doo, doo.
Yeah. No so, offense. I mean, whatever. Mason got shown the door.
Mm-hmm.
I got shown the door. I was shown the door first.
Yeah.
You know.
And me.
I don't understand how, with radio diminishing as much as it is, how FM talk survives, how expensive that is.
Not going to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Anyway, Rhett, thanks for your insight, my friend. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I got a fucking sports show. You sure? We had Alex Stein on today, and we were watching various things when he went to that rally, that child trans rally.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
In San Francisco, and Lemmy went on to say that he's, you know, that it's true. It's
that
true.
Hebrew? What the fuck?
What?
That sign is in Hebrew.
Is
I'm
it?
Trying to read it. Yeah.
Surf what? And turf?
No, underneath it. That's some motherfucking Hebrew letters right there.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hebrews can be woke too.
I'm like, I don't think anybody can read that, buddy. So.
But, you know, like, I didn't know. Lemmy, I mean, is it truly a law on the California books?
Yeah, passed January 1st.
How can, and you said there's a law where if a kid is under 18 and he wants gender reassignment, is that what they call it? Gender reassignment surgery?
Yes.
And he wants, or she or he wants that, he wants to turn his cock into a vagina or his vagina into a cock, that he can or she can at four, you know, at, does it have an age?
At 13, he said.
Actually, technically, it can be 10 to, they said 10. There's really
perfect.
Age limit.
See, that's fucked up. But I'm telling you right
whatever,
now,
if my kid,
first of all, what kind of parents are letting your 10 to 12 to 14 year old have this much time? Like, you're not checking up, like they're,
exactly.
Like they're, you know, you're not checking their email, you're not checking their phone. And I mean, in order to get into this program, I'm sure you have to somehow get a hold of somebody in California.
Yeah. Well, there's parents that are actually taking them to the doctor.
Yeah, I think that's more likely than a kid going
rogue. But what would you do if Tyler was 13 years old?
And he just disappears one fucking day?
He texts you and says, hey, I'm staying over at my friend's house for a couple of days. I'll be back. Like, is that cool? And you're like, yeah, because you know the kid, whatever.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And
comes back as Tina.
He comes back and things have changed.
I would...
don't say what you would do.
I would go get my assault rifles. Yeah, I got a couple of them. Yeah, I think I do. I got some guns. I got some fucking guns, and I would go out there and I,
really?
Yeah, for fucking real. If you cut my kid's cock off and put it into a pussy at 10,
they don't cut it off.
Are you fucking kidding me? If you took my kid's cock and turned it into a pussy,
oh, that's my kid's cock.
That's my kid's cock, and you turned it into a fucking pussy at 10.
Without telling you,
without telling me.
Surprise.
I'm fucking shooting. I am going down like fucking First Blood Rocky, fucking Sly Stallone, and I am fucking. I'm having Blitz give me those bullets to go across my chest so I don't run out.
Who cut off his cock?
I'm fucking shooting the fucking host family, and I'm gonna map it all out where the host family lives and how fast I can shoot them, and then I'm gonna go down to the convenient to the clinic and fucking blow everybody that fucking. That had anything, the bitch that checked Tyler in, the bitch that cut his fucking dick off, the doctor that turned him into a, that turned his dick into a pussy, you're all dying. I'm fucking blowing everything fucking away. Or I'm gonna get with Blitz and say, Blitz, can you fucking overnight me some tannurite or whatever the fucking type of bombs I need to blow up this entire fucking building, please? Or Blitz, can you, better yet, so you have nothing to do with it, can you just tell me where I can buy that shit in California?
Sure.
Okay, no problem.
You wouldn't be mad at Tina? Formerly known as Tyler?
How the fuck? Yeah, I'd be mad as fuck at him, too. Be taking him over to Dan's and saying, Dan, can you put Tyler's...
Can you put my kid's cock back on?
This motherfucker says he's Tina, but he's really fucking Tyler, so turn him back into Tyler immediately.
Turn him back out, Dan.
God damn, what is that fucking axe wound in your back? What happened to your cock?
It's cut off, Daddy.
My cock, Dad. It's gone. And all of a sudden, he turns 18.
Is gone, Daddy.
Hold on, I actually might be in a better predicament right now.
I was just going to say, what would be a better situation?
I so didn't want to say it.
Shit, I might, so didn't might want be to better say off.
Do you want him to have a pussy or be ruined by one?
That is, people can't even see me on this podcast, but if you could, I would have my hands in my face right now. And
you
I'm
have
very,
your face down
and
your
I'm very
hands
fucking,
your face.
And I'm very fucking sad. I'm a very fucking sad person right now.
I'm very fucking sad.
Do you want him to have one or be ruined by one? My God, that hits fucking home.
Sorry.
I want pussy out of his life so he can make sound decisions as a man. In order to do that, you have to have a cock. And you know what? I'm not trying to be weird or nothing, but I've never seen my son's penis.
You're not trying to be weird?
Ever?
No, well, I mean,
what about when he was
on.
Like a baby?
I saw my son's penis till like he was maybe like six.
Yeah.
or like seven, like maybe mm-hmm. six or
all
seven.
Right. I think that's pretty normal.
Yeah. I think that's about normal. Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, yeah, I don't have any idea how my son's hung at all. I have no idea.
Mm.
I have no idea, and I really don't want to know either.
Sure,
you know, but like I don't know. Mm. Like you know, it you know when he was like five or six, I think that's when we stopped showering together. No, like we
no,
would,
I know.
Like
we yeah. would, I did the same thing. It just sounds yeah, funny when you like, say like it. But would, I showered with my mom.
We had a pool.
Yeah.
And like, you know, after you get out of the pool, sometimes you would shower, so you'd have all that chlorine and shit
sure,
on you.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. Heather would take Julia over to that, you know, the over to that side of the house, and then I would go through my bathroom and take Tyler. And a lot of times we would keep our bathing suits on to get all the chlorine out of our bathing suits at first, but then we always took our bathing suits off and washed, you know, our privates and stuff.
Did mm-hmm. Tyler ever ask you questions about yours? Because I definitely was at, I was all about questions when
no,
I was a kid
not
and now.
Not but, really. I mean, I never really.
I'd be like, why do you got that and I don't?
And I would just take like a bar of soap and suds myself up and show him how to do it and then give him his a bar of soap and like, now wash your privates.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and up until like, you know, maybe. As soon as they get out of diapers, you know, you I mean, Lummy, I'm not trying to be weird with you, but if when little Walker, you change his diaper,
yeah.
when they shit, the shit gets on their dick,
yes.
and you got to wipe it off their dick.
Got to poopy dick.
Unfortunately,
you know what that's
yes.
like.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah.
As an adult,
and I remember one time Blitz when we had the nanny.
Yep.
Our nannies were from Denmark, and in Danish, is that their
yeah, they speak Danish.
Dick or cock is called pick.
A pick.
A P-I-C-K, a pick.
A P-I-K, I believe.
P-I-K.
P-I-M-P.
And Tina, cute little nanny, goes, oh my God, his pick is hard. We go, what? His pick? It's hard. We're like, okay, well.
Relax.
You're the bitch that's supposed to be cleaning it up. I mean, we're not, you know, deal with it. Man, Tyler had he had hot chicks washing his balls and shit as a kid. Had a fucking maid.
Plus, he's been ruining his life since he was born.
I got an email from Kenny, the guy that just called.
Mm-hmm.
He says he recommends Baby Drivers on Discovery Plus.
What's that?
It's about kids becoming race car drivers in
too close
go-karts.
To home. Too close to home.
Too close to home, and I've already done that, and I was probably one of the very first.
Well, he said there's a TV show on it. That's why he.
That's great.
He said you should check it out.
I missed that opportunity. No, I'll get mad at that. I'd be like, man. Yeah. And two. When
no,
my
Kenny.
Kid, when, and when my kid was literally 3 years old, we had him in a souped up fucking electric. Blitz went and we took this electric
mm-hmm.
thing and we padded up the back so that Tyler could. And we made these wooden blocks so that he could touch the pedals. And then Blitz put a 2 times the normal size battery in the back, and this thing that was supposed to go like 4 miles an hour went 14.
Holy crap.
And we would set up the course so that half of it was in the garage and half of it was outside. So when he would go through the garage, he'd have to learn how to like cross, like counter steer because the carpet was real slick. So he would literally go into the garage part of the course and have to like almost drift.
Mm-hmm.
And which taught him how to counter steer.
There's a Tampa PD guy that I know, and I know him mainly from just seeing him at car shows and stuff. And I talked to him this past, or 2 weekends ago, I guess it was. And he's got a daughter that's a, you know, 5, 6, 7 or whatever, but he's got a son, I believe he's like 2. And he said, hey, I want to get my son into racing. And I knew Bubba's kid was and all that. Like, what do you recommend? And I said, honestly, at 2, just buy toys and teach him to drive,
yeah.
period. Because when he gets into racing at 4, 5, or 6 or whatever, just him knowing left, right, hit the gas, hit the brake, he'll be worlds ahead of everybody
him
else.
Him just having the dexterity
yep.
of being right. And in fact, when we got Tyler finally in a quarter midget at 4, we disconnected the throttle and we just taught him how to brake.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd push him off and he'd run and then you'd say, okay, stop, and he'd stop. You taught him the brake. Then you hooked the throttle up and you got it. It just like it was like an eighth of the throttle. And then you would hook up the throttle and make it get him like give it half. And then
But kids that are normally 5 or 6 that have never really played with, you know, toys like that, they don't get the whole turning left, turning right. Like
no, none of that.
So
fuck
just doing
show,
that,
I've been
worlds
doing
ahead.
We quarter midget daycare.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did afternoon drive, so let me, I'd be at the, literally, I would, Tyler, when most kids were at daycare, Tyler was at the racetrack at 3 and 4 in a race car.
JR still doing that stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because I told him about it because he lives kind of in that area. So.
Yeah, very much so. So anyway, Alex, crashes a child trans rally, and these people here are just absolutely fucking impossible.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Families that then house my kid? What are you bathing my kid? Are you looking at my kid's privates, you fucking weirdos? And then you're going to take him to the clinic and cut off his cock and turn it into a pussy? And then I get the good news on the way back home? Fuck you. I'm killing you. And I'm blowing up your clinic, you fucker.
When are you going to San Diego?
Cut his penises off. These are disgusting. They want to cut, mutilate children's genitals. Look, they want to cut children's wieners off.
And you know what? Alex Stein has just as much right to say what he's saying in this protest or this gathering of people as they do to say what they're saying.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
He's not saying anything racist or anything that's...
Even if he was, he shouldn't be touched.
There's kids here, bro.
What
am I going to do? What are you going to do about it? You guys, how are you going to protect a kid by cutting off his...
First of all, Meatloaf with red hair needs to get your fuck hands off me.
These people don't
want to
protect kids.
Look at this little kid. They're indoctrinated. Like, oh,
I don't want to protect
that
kids.
Hottie.
By what? By cutting their genitals off?
It's lunchtime.
Guys, you're not protecting a kid by cutting his wiener off. You kids, you should not have your... Get off me.
No.
He literally just got coffee thrown on him.
By that person?
Yeah.
In the brown?
Where?
Jacket?
Right here?
Is that who did it?
Yeah, I think so. They're the ones that have the cup.
Yeah. Look at this! Guys, this is why these people...
Get out of the way.
Get off me. Guys, you guys are all freaks. You guys should be ashamed of yourself. Children cannot consent.
And they can't... Children...
Oh, did he just get hit?
Cannot consent. There's a lot of things that children cannot consent to. This isn't just gender reassignment surgery. Is only one of a lot of things kids can't consent to. That's the part of being a fucking kid.
Yeah.
If kids, I mean, we have to have some fucking rules. You can't let them do, I mean, you can't just can't let kids run amok. Yeah, this look at this one.
Ooh, that eyebrow is scaring me.
Look at this one.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Very angry. Hold on.
She wants to eat him.
I'm scared.
Hold on.
Kill myself?
You guys are friends.
Do you think I should kill myself?
Nobody will love
heart?
You.
I hope you live forever. I'm sorry that you want me to kill myself.
Nobody will love you.
That's really sad.
Wow.
I don't even know, dude. Whatever, dude.
Let me, could you further look into that indeed, if that is the case, where California will pay for your kid to go behind your back.
Seems a bit rich, but let me look into it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's groups that once they get here, California protects them from being taken or arrested or anything like that. I know that. And there's groups that will pay for it. Now, I'm trying to read the article.
Hello, state of California. Yeah, hey, my kid is somewhere in
somewhere
in San Francisco. I got a fucking note. I woke up in the middle of the night and he's gone.
I'd like to file a missing cock report.
Yeah, it's about 3.5 inches long, I think. It's hooked to an 11-year-old. Kid goes by Tyler. Hopefully he ain't Tina by now. Fuck. I mean, we're laughing about it, but fuck me.
Of course. Right.
Oh, no.
Fuck me.
Fuck me.
Fuck me. Oh, hold on. I don't know what this... Hold on. Hold on. This is, you know, we could always cut this out. Good morning, hello.
Yeah. Bubba?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, can I explain something to you real quick before you hang up on me?
Why am I going to hang up on you?
All right, listen to me. I've been really, you know...
First of all, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Don't ever tell me to listen to you. That's what my mom used to tell me when I was getting in trouble.
Okay.
Okay.
I've had police officers treat me like crap, and I've had police officers be really nice to me, okay?
Why have you had so much contact with police officers?
Oh.
I'm a 5'7", 130-pound, blonde-haired transsexual.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Put a number.
Okay, can we get you? So you're
and
trying, you're
what
trying,
I wanted
now,
to
hold
do
on
is
now. Can you shut up for a second? You're very forward. That's why you have problems with police officers, because you don't know how to shut up.
Because she's loud like a man and annoying like a woman.
Exactly. You're loud like a man and annoying like a woman with a pair of tits and a penis.
Right.
Now, if you can let us get a word in edgewise, why have you had so much? Have they accosted you in some way, shape, or form because you're a he, she?
No.
So anyway, Lummy,
so what it looks like, Bubba,
It's 009556 on the PM system. We might want to listen to that. It might be something we can't play anywhere.
So it looks like what it is there's special groups that will pay for children
But not the state.
Correct. But once they get here, the state will protect them and not allow them to go back.
Correct. So but the state's not the one paying for it.
Correct. So what it looks like it got confused is that those groups are the ones that are big time backing the one bill that got passed.
Sure.
So in the article, it kind of mixes it up, saying that those groups sponsored it and the California backed it.
Yeah, it said Gavin Newsom signed a new law in September that ensures transgender kids from elsewhere can safely access hormones or puberty blockers here.
But what if their parents don't want them to?
I guess once they're there, they're in California.
That's correct. Yeah. See, that's where. So if this child gets a hold of this group and reaches out and says, "I'm going to be," you know, "my parents don't understand," they then will provide transportation to California.
See, to me, man, federally, that should be that. To me, that's borderline trafficking. And especially when Lummy says the words, if a kid would say, "my parents don't understand," they're still your fucking parents, kid.
I mean, I would think that, let's just say Florida, the kid's in Florida, and they travel to California. The group, the laws would be in Florida laws, not California laws.
One would think. But the way Lummy says is that, you know, you say my mom and dad don't quite understand, you know.
Yeah, but in California can protect them maybe, but they can't in Florida.
Otherwise, it would be trafficking.
I mean,
the family or the group that got the kid to California without the consent of the parents in Florida.
Right.
Would be in a hell of a lot of trouble.
You would think so.
It says it prohibits the arrest or recognition of any demand for extradition of any individual that is in California there for gender-affirming health care where the conduct would not be unlawful under California law.
I mean, basically, that the way I interpret that is it's saying it insulates parents that would the scenario we just came up with, that it would insulate them from being prosecuted while helping little Johnny make the trek out to their place, right? I mean, goddamn.
And it says
do that to Ron DeSantis as well. Do that to a kid in Florida, and let's see how that fucking works out for you.
It would declare that it is a California public policy that any out-of-state criminal arrest warrant for someone based on violating another state's law against receiving gender-affirming care is the lowest priority for law enforcement
in
California.
That's for the medical people that are doing it. I'm talking about the families that are housing these
kids. No, but
they're
saying if the state tries to come, they won't recognize it. They won't recognize, like, if Florida says, you know, you're not allowed to do that, California will not recognize it.
I know. I'm just trying to get into the
if
parents that are facilitating and housing these kids, why wouldn't they be just absolutely kid trafficking? So now a fucking host family can have a conversation or relationship with your kid,
mm-hmm.
And tell little Johnny that we know you want to be Jill, and there's nothing wrong with that, and your parents are stupid and wrong, and we're not your parents. We live in California. Your parents live in Tallahassee, and you need to get out of there, and if you can make it to California or however, we will, you know, put you at our place and go get your fucking wiener cut off.
I mean, Look, that sucks, and I don't agree with it, but also, like, you need to monitor what your kids do.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And you know what? I need to monitor the time because Lummy and Brett and Babyface have slivered out a 11:30.
Are you going to try to poop again?
Yeah.
Don't try too hard.
I got a 5 o'clock telemed. I hope I'm still alive. We'll see you guys tomorrow, man. Let's get links to Lummy and Anna if you could.
We'll do.
So we can put this on the Insta, and I'll put it on Facebook.
Okay.
And we'll hit those podcasting. This was a good show.
It was.
See you later.